So, hello and welcome to Lunch Bites with myself, Cherie Russell. And today I thought I'd have a chat about feelings of overwhelm. That feeling being submerged or overcome by the force of something. You know, the feelings we have when there's a huge mass, perhaps, of work or tasks or people that are expecting stuff from us. And I think to a certain extent, we're all feeling this at the moment because we haven't got our natural safety valve of our connections and getting out and about and meeting people. So I think it's important to understand that feeling overwhelmed is a natural part of life. And everyone feels overwhelmed by expectations, responsibilities, pressure of work or lacking of time at work, in relationships and other aspects of life at one time or other. But actually dwelling on those feelings is dangerous. So if you're feeling overwhelmed or stuck with more than you can handle, here are some things just to keep in mind to help you through it. The first thing is you're not alone. And in fact, people have struggled with the same problems for years. And every day, millions of us conquer overwhelming feelings and come out as survivors the other side. Because humans are built to overcome and succeed. We are the survivors. We're not built to fail. We're built to learn from adversity. And feelings of overwhelm are a natural part of life. But because dwelling on that feeling is dangerous, overwhelm is just a breakdown of your thoughts, not a breakdown of your actual life. And that's important to recognize. Overwhelm is a breakdown of your thoughts, not a breakdown of your actual life. Our minds are really powerful things, and we actually have the power to control our thoughts. And as a result, actually control just who we are. But when you're feeling overwhelmed, you've got the feeling that your life is falling apart. Maybe it's just that your thoughts are misdirected. You might be feeling overwhelmed about a project at work and don't think you have the energy or the time to finish it. And the temptation is to start letting yourself play out every negative scenario resulting from that going wrong. So just stop right there. Because dwelling on those thoughts isn't going to make it any better. In fact, it usually makes it worse. So the big antidote to overwhelm is actually to chunk it down and start to put things into place so that you can chip away at that project. And then you can come to realize that perhaps it's not as bad as you thought. Remember, you've actually felt this way many times before in many areas of your life and actually got through it. And successful people are the ones who understand that every experience, good or bad, is valuable. And we're all a product of our experiences. We've all learned more sometimes from getting something wrong than getting it right first time. It's a learning curve, this thing called life. And perhaps sometimes we need to remind ourselves to give ourselves permission to be a learner. Because your problems aren't always as bad as you think. And at times it might feel like there's nothing you can do, but that's exactly when you need to do something. Because how will you ever know for sure that there was nothing you could do if you didn't at least try? And you only live your best life once. So you need to step up. We all do, especially at this time. And at the very least, we'll find personal confidence in knowing that we did everything that we could. In a world obsessed with putting their best self forwards, it's easy to feel like everyone has more or knows more than you do. But stop. Get that thought out of your head right now and remember that you do have and know more. And often the things that you have or know right now are also perhaps the things that you worried about not having or knowing in the past. And remember, most people in your life want you to succeed because your life touches so many others and there are many people out there rooting for you. Feeling overwhelmed is a natural part of life, but dwelling on that feeling is dangerous. So when you're feeling overwhelmed, just remind yourself, you've got this. You've done this many times before, and you can do it. So here are some strategies that you can follow that might help you reduce the feeling of overwhelm, leaving you calmer, in control, and a lot less pressurized or stressed in all areas of your life, especially at work. So perhaps the first thing you can do when work feels overwhelming is to write everything down that's on your mind. Most people just write all the things they think they have to do, making copious and lengthy to-do lists. This does help, but a much more effective way to reduce overwhelm is to split those to-do lists into three. So you've got an A list, a B list, and a C list. And on the A list is the two absolutely critical things that you have to do in the day. And there are generally only two. And the B list is the other important things that have to get done. And the C list is all the dross. So next to those, especially the important ones, the ones that really feel as if they're pressurizing you, write down everything that's occupying your thoughts. How you feel about that. For example, you might have had an argument with a colleague or loved one. It's on your mind, so write it down. And a good way to do this is to draw a line down the middle of that page, that list, and title one section, things to do, and the other thing, what's on my mind, so that you can understand the motivators and the feelings and the worries behind this that might, in effect, stop you from finding a solution or getting started. The act of writing all this down and getting it out of your head will stop those feelings of overwhelm. Because once you've emptied your head, go through your list and estimate how long it will take to complete each to-do. Only the important ones, of course, the rest is just dross. And by the way, you will die with your to-do list incomplete. That was a big thing for me when I realised that. As you go through your list, you will find quite a few to-dos will only take 5 or 10 minutes. Others will take longer. But don't worry at this stage. Just focus on estimating how long you'll need to complete each task to the best of your ability. And often you'll find that the work that you have to do will fill the time you have available. And we humans are terrible at estimating how long something takes. So be realistic. It's better to overestimate the time it'll take and reduce the pressure on yourself. Because once you've got your time estimates done, open up your calendar and actually schedule your to-dos to avoid that feeling of overwhelm. Schedule time for each task, especially the high priority tasks, and group together similar tasks. You'll find that this will relieve some of the anxiety about what needs to be done, especially when you can see that there are actually gaps in your day. Because when we're feeling overwhelmed, we literally feel submerged and we can't see that there are gaps in our day. And seeing these items on the calendar actually eases your mind because you know you've allocated the time to get them done. And grouping similar tasks together keeps you focused in that focused state for longer. And it's amazing how much work you can actually get done when you do things. So for those things you wrote down that are on your mind, but not tasks, make a decision about what you will need to do with each one. These things are often on your mind because you've not made a decision about them and they're worrying you. Do you need to talk to a friend or a colleague to resolve a problem or to clear the air? Do you need to get advice? Whatever you need to do, don't allow it to fester. Ignoring the problem won't make it go away. It'll only make you feel more overwhelmed. So when you need to make a decision about those feelings, deal with it. Because the sooner you do, the sooner that feeling, those problems will be resolved. And there's always a solution to every problem if you just talk to the right person. I'm sure you can remember times in your life where perhaps you were challenged, maybe financially, maybe you were overdrawn on a credit card, and you might have phoned the credit card company and talked it through and realised that you could spread the payments. There is always a solution to every problem if you talk to the right person. But overwhelm is something that creeps up on all of us. And once we're feeling overwhelmed at work and stressed, as the two often go together, the key of taking some form of action, writing down everything to do and that's bothering you and causing you to feel overwhelmed is a great place to start, because you've externalized it and you don't have those worries floating around like a jumbled mess inside your head. They are now visible and you can make decisions about what to do to them. And do make a decision, even if it's just talking to someone about what to do next. Because making that decision about how you'll resolve something will reduce your feelings of overwhelm and start you down the path of a resolution. And you'll gain much more control over your day and your feelings. So now I'm going to throw the stop recording. There we are, stop recording.